Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxer. We're live in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup with co-host Corey Sandin, who's actually acting as the owner of his business, which he is, which is MC Swim Baits, talking calico fishing and a lot more today.
Oh, man, I'm having such a good time. I love this. I love BSing with Corey and you and talking fishing and talking to everybody out there. And we're having a great time and want to continue the fun in this second hour. If you want to join us, we want to hear from you. The phones have been packed. Corey's such a popular guest on the show. 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only your opportunity to chat it up with Corey, but also your shot at an unbelievable prize today. At the end of the show today, a custom assortment of hand-picked MC swim baits from Corey. You're going to get such a killer gift pack. And, man, we are just so appreciative of that, Corey. I know, like you said, you pour every one by hand, and such a cool opportunity for guys to get to fish the best baits out there. As if that wasn't enough, also, you're going to receive a $50 gift card to Point Loma Seafoods. Pete, you mentioned it before. The freshest thing in town has not slowed a bit with all the, you know, this world that we're in these days with everything. It just continue to have everything. The smoked fish case, perfect. The cook case with all the shrimp and crab and everything they do, perfect. Their fresh fish case is the best in the world, and just a really cool opportunity.
Lunch and sushi Wednesday through Saturday.
Yeah. They're open every day from 11 to 6. They still offer all that great stuff. I was just in there for fish tacos, or shrimp tacos, rather, a couple days ago. Sweet. That still might be it's certainly in my top three or top five. I don't think you could pick a number one because they got so much good stuff, but their shrimp taco plate is just for sure in my top three. They're 100%. So good. Yeah. I love it. Point Loma Seafoods, man. Can't miss them.
Good stuff. Well, hey, time to find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It's time for our FishDope.com catch report today, sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, with products for serious sport fishermen. The Sato Crimp system has become the must-own for your Spectra to fluorocarbon top shots. It's easy, it's cost-effective, it's time and big fish proven. Some commercially made top shots can cost as much as $50 or more. Get the Sato Crimps at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or the Longfin. Let's start it off with our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, Corey. So I was thinking we'd maybe do one more of these old then and now reports, if that's okay.
Yeah, we love them.
Well, then we'll just do it all the time. But pretty soon we're getting so much other fishing. I mean, it's going to have to attend to that. But we're going to look back again, guys, in the mid-May, 20 years ago, referring back to my notes, my little black tide log, from May of the year 2000. Oh, my God. So for the past couple weeks, I've been doing these. We've been talking about the big school, the sea bass were biting over at Catalina, all over the island, biting full speed, and definitely they were. But for this week, there's still some of that Catalina fish biting. And again, guys, remember, this is 20 years ago. The Catalina fish were still biting, but the big news was that big schools of straight tankers showed up outside the kelp line just above Rocky Point at the lower edge of Santa Monica Bay. So the divers, you know, they see a lot of those big fish in the kelp all the time, and they just don't often wander out. But the combination of some better water and a lot of squid present suckered those guys out where we could get at them, and that fishing up there was just nothing short of fantastic. We're just drifting 60 to 80 feet of water with a fly line squid, a real light little quarter, 8 ounce sinker, just enough to get down so a bird don't get it. It was straight tankers. Some of the biggest sea bass I have ever seen caught anywhere were up there in that bite. Unfortunately, I didn't get anything over 50 pounds, but man, I saw some that were just stupendous. And so that was then. And today, and not quite the same right now, guys, let me tell you for sure. Catalina is that bite up there, I'll tell you a little more next week. But it just went on and on, and it was straight tankers. It was amazing. And, but Catalina today showing a little bit of signs of life again, you know, kind of got hit hard with some weather and some bad water. All that red tide was just a mess there for a bit. And, better water is pushing in now. So it's got the bass biting, bonita, a few barracuda like that. There's a few yellows mixed in with them. Also more effort on the front side, especially because the weather's been up around the back. It's really been pretty rude for sure. And a little more sign of sea bass recently, which is good news. It's mostly big ones. There's a little bit on the front there where it's easy to get at. You guys could slow troll a mackerel in 20 fathoms, kind of above Avalon up towards Long Point in that stretch right there for both the bigger sea bass and yellowtail. Locally, again, water's cleaning up a little bit. Still a little streaky, but definitely much better. Bass fishing's improving. And there's a dab of that coastal sea bass along with it, big ones. And offshore, it's getting really interesting, guys. Weather's been tough here these past few days, but that volume of bluefin, like Tom Green was talking there early in the show, I mean, it's just absolutely staggering. Talking to my friends that have been down there, they are definitely seeing the meat down there, and quite a bit of big ones, and mostly that big ones has been caught by skipping the yummy flyers or frozen flying fish under a kite with a balloon there. Really some nice ones showing up here. It bodes well. Yellowfin mixed in with it already in May. It's just crazy. And first swordfish, I think two now have been caught. So time to be tuning up the deep drop gear, getting ready for that. We got a lot of changes going on. It's we're going to get a season, and maybe we'll actually get to go fishing on the boats if some of that lightens up too. So looking good, guys.
Real
good
soon,
call, Mark.
Yeah, for sure. And, of course, fishdope.com, Danny and Jeff and the boys have been doing such an epic job of keeping anglers informed about where, what, when, and how to do it. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Got to have fishdope.com today.
I was so
an absolute must.
I was so impressed with the Fishdope reports this last week just because there's just not a lot of coverage. You know,
no.
I mean, when those guys are so tight with sport boat fleet and private boats and all of the different information sources that they have to draw fish reports from, and let's face it, there's a lot less people going right now.
Oh, yeah.
But the reports are still great, and they're spot on, and they're great, and, you know, what they say is, you know, I get the same word from, you know, a couple of buds that did make it out there. They do such a good job, even with limited info out there, putting together the concise, you know, it's the
good
real
stuff.
Deal stuff.
Up and down the coast,
yeah,
too. They got it all.
They really do a good job.
Yeah, for sure. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Starting to think about keeping some regular hours again here.
All right.
Getting forced into it. You know, darn customers want to buy stuff. And we did a load of flying fish in, too, by the way. But, yeah, we're in the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger and Huntington Beach. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. And the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com.
Right on, Mark.
What's going on, guys? It's time to go fishing.
Great report, as always. We sure appreciate that, and we will look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, what do I tell you what an old-timer told me about that bite up in Rocky Point next week?
All right.
That's cool. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that very much. Hey, that catch for today was sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Bring your private boat catch to Fisherman's Processing and get them the treatment that it deserves. Drop your fish off between 8 and noon, and they'll catch, you know, you catch, they process. That's how it goes at Fisherman's Processing.
Yeah.
You do all the work on the boat. Let them give it the treatment that it deserves. You know, let those experts fillet and vacuum pack your fish and table ready portion. Fish Pros the Market. It's open for fresh fish. They got their smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. You can see it all at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. The fish that are available on the private boat right now, this is not like bringing home a 12-pound albacore and cutting it and then throwing the guts away the next day. Like, the average bluefin that's being caught right now is 90 to 125 pounds. Like, that's the average. And lots of fish bigger than that. That fish is just flat not easy to deal with at home. And then disposing of the remnants is extra not easy. Take that thing to Fisherman's Processing. Let Raymond and the boys, just like you said, you know, give it the treatment that it deserves. And there's no hassle. There's no mess. There's no issue.
Yeah. Even if you catch a bunch of yellowtail at the islands, man.
Oh,
I mean, there's nothing
dude.
Like their fillet job on the yellowtail.
It's
We've been
so
eating it. Oh, my
clean.
God, so
I just don't know. I don't know how they get it so perfect.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it. I can't do it.
I can't either.
And I had a piece of bluefin that a friend gave me from Fisherman's Processing, packed and clean and so nice. And
dude, to have that open up and just be as clean as can be,
yeah.
It's sashimi grade.
We were making poke bowls all week. You just rip open the package, you cut it into cubes, you pour your mix, and away you go. It's perfect.
Yeah.
And you can get all that at Fisherman's Processing, too.
Yeah, for sure. Time to get in there, and time to get into the phones, too.
You got it, man. They are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Corey. Let's talk to Hills. He's calling us from Ventura this morning. What's up, Hills? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. First time I used MC swim baits was quite a few years ago on the slide, trolling for tuna. And then the reels go off like Let's Talk Hookup sound. And then Captain says, nope, you got to wait 30 seconds. And then chuck that swim bait up there on a lead head. And it was like 100%, man. My fish count went up. And then I got into using them for surf fishing. And it's a preferred, well, a lead head and swim bait. I've caught so many halibut in Ventura with it. It's a 4-inch and it's half-ounce lead head, heavy enough to cast, not so heavy it digs in, you know, to the bottom. And it's fairly weedless because the hook's pointing up, you know. So, and then I got to meet Corey, Fred Hall, a couple times, and I didn't get there till Saturday. And I thought I had all my favorite colors, and then a lot of them, everybody else, was their favorite color, and they're kind of sold out.
Oh, but, so funny.
And
yes,
then,
yeah.
And Corey gave me all kinds of, like, schooling right on the spot, man. He's such a cool guy. I really appreciate it. Then I went and checked out. So at Fisherman's Landing and Seaforth both, you know, I thought I had my favorite colors. I go in there, and I look at what they got. I'm like, I don't know what my favorite color is anymore. Oh, man. Like, their display is
Hills,
just off the chart.
That's the cool part of it, Hills, is I love creating, and I grew up, many don't know this story either, I grew up with my mom china painting, and my dad would make the greenware and make the china in the kilns, and then my mom would do the painting on the china, like really cool looking stuff.
Yeah.
And then they would deliver, I would go with them, and they would deliver to all the boutique style shops from L.A. That's when I was growing up in Hawaiian Gardens. So we would deliver to L.A., San Diego, and we even delivered to a couple stores at Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm.
Wow.
And so I grew up.
So you come
from
a family of artists.
Right? And I'm literally doing the same thing today that I did with my mom and dad when I was a kid. And the artistic side of it, creating the colors and doing that, is my passion and love, Hills. Honestly, sometimes I make a color and a guy will come to the show and, hey, can you special make this? And I'm like, man, I don't even remember. This was like 5 years ago. I don't even remember making that color.
It's one of our favorite times when Corey comes in to restock the display because we, you know, we have some favorites that Corey, you know, that are like the blue grunion and, you know, and things like that. There's certain colors that, you know, that Corey makes often because they are so great. But more often than not, they change all the time. There's never been a time when there was a funky one ever in there. And it's constantly evolving and changing. And, you know, he has a few classics that you can always count on. But the coolest ones are always just off the wall. That's what he was feeling that day. And, you know, one brown bait from one batch might be different than the, you know, a similar one from the next or a different color flake. Or they're just
which is great for most people, but some people get kind of bummed out.
I love it.
And my worst nightmare, honestly, would be a color chart. A color chart and having to make it exactly like the chart would just
– that'd be tough.
It would stifle me.
Creative.
It'd kill me. Yeah.
So does color really matter, Corey?
Color does matter in certain color forms, right? So light and dark and let's just say the fish sees shades of gray. Well, there's how many shades between black and white? I mean, there's a lot of different shades. And the clarity is what plays a big role.
The clarity of the water.
The clarity of the lure compared to the clarity of the water.
Okay.
So if you have super clean water, if Hills is fishing up there in Ventura or Oxnard or Leo Carrillo and the water's super clean, and if you have super clean water, you want to go with a cleaner lure. The cleaner the lure and the more illusion that you can give the fish, the more interest in drawing a bite you'll create.
So when you say a cleaner lure, what explain
Well, just more clear. So
okay. And the brighter the day, the brighter the colors. So if we had a super sunny day, super clean water, something like the key lime back, clear bottom with the hologram flake would kill it.
So you're talking like the whole belly and bottom of the lure is just completely clear plastic, and there's just a little bit of like silver glitter. Hologram flake in there.
Right. So if you go to dirtier water, something like Jack Soul's Rockhopper, it's a solid brown, solid gold and red glittered bottom. That's a solid colored lure.
Got it.
Would be great in a low light or in dirtier water. So you're just trying to create the illusion. Remember that. And the more you show the fish, the more you give them, the more you show them, the less of an illusion you're creating.
All right.
Yeah.
You make a color. Couldn't tell you what you call it. Kind of a brownish olive back or turquoise blue stripe. And that clear belly with hologram flake.
It's a sardine color. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Dude, that is the best looking bait fish color there is. When the waters, when we're fishing in Point Loma and La Jolla and the water's clean and the kelp's laid down, you look at that thing, oh, that's going to get a bite. No doubt about it, man. It's the best.
Super fishy.
Yeah, I love it.
It's got that teal glitter in the back.
Exactly.
And like a bright turquoise lateral line.
Yeah, I love it.
One of my favorites, too, man.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Hills.
Hey, let's jump right back into them. John and Mira Mesa is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, John. Good morning.
Yeah, hey. Good morning, guys. I wanted to follow-up question when Corey was talking to Don earlier about the fishing drop shot. I don't know if you said it or if I missed it, but how long of a leader to the torpedo sinker are you using?
Yeah,
and then my other question is go ahead.
No, go ahead, John, by all means.
I was going to say, and the second question was, is it advisable to, is it cool to eat fish with a red tide dissipating? Not an issue with bass because they're being released anyway, generally, but if I get a keeper halibut, I'd be tempted to keep it, you know?
Well, we'll address that one first, and I wouldn't have an issue with it. I think the red tide, you've got to worry about shellfish, the filter feeders, the mussels and the clams and that kind of thing. Where the red tide happens, you have the anchovy and the sardine or filter feeders, and they'll eat it, and it doesn't affect them, but thankfully, maybe I shouldn't be so sarcastic, but it does affect the fur bearers that eat them. So the anchovy and sardine become little poison packs of...
How nice is that?
What a shame.
So on the back end of this, you'll see the malnourished ones coming up on the beach.
Really?
And, you know, all the foundations up and down from, you know, here to Palos Verdes saving them, you know. And that's just nature trying to call them out, but we're saving them.
And they're saving them, yeah.
Yeah. So those become little poison packs for that, but... If a halibut's eating them, it's just going through the belly and not through the meat and through the system.
Okay.
So it's not an issue at all. That's like catching a halibut in San Diego Bay. A lot of people are Mission Bay. A lot of people are afraid of it. And, you know, it's like coming from the bay. Listen, that thing is so nomadic. That fish was probably from Cedros and moving up to San Francisco Bay. And
moving around.
They move in and out, and they are not residents of this bay.
Yeah, they move.
That's absolutely. Amazing.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Good question, though.
That was great, yeah.
The leader length. The leader length on the drop shot is very long. I'll do minimal 24 up to 2.5 feet. Think about it. It seems super long, but if you have that at a 45-degree angle in the surf, your lure is only 12 inches off the bottom.
Right.
And that's right where you want it. The longer the length from the sinker, and remember your torpedo sinker, 1 ounce is your pivot point, you're creating a zigging and zagging and like a dancing Zara spook that just drives them nuts. And the longer the leader length, the better the dance you get.
Okay. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about next up we talk to Paul. Paul's calling us from Bellflower this morning. What's up, Paul? Welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning. It's great to hear your guys' voice. I look forward to this show every week, and it's helped me get through the last 3 months.
Yeah, you got it, buddy.
Awesome. Corey, question for you is, have you ever had a major problem or flop that just totally, like, ruined your day with your pores and stuff?
You mean a flaw in the working end of it?
Yeah, something happened and it was just like a major disaster set you back a little bit.
No, I mean, nothing horrible. I think, you know, I love creating and making things, and nearly everything I have created and made has worked from the get-go, from the Viejos to the slugs to the weedless swim bait. You know, they came up with the heavier 3/4 ounce lead heads through the Eagle Claw thing, and I was able to widen the baits and make it better. So I wouldn't say setbacks. I would say more like beefing things up and making it better, and things are always evolving, and I'm trying to create to keep up with the evolution of hooks and stuff like that. I would say that even times like this, like right now, the last couple months, some people just get bummed out and they get, you know, like, dude, I'm creating. I'm like, I'm pushing forward, looking at the next couple things that I'm making, and from pencil drawings to actual hand shaping and creating. A lot of people don't know I do all that myself too. All the shaping and making the molds, all of that I do myself. I don't source one bit of it out. So
wow.
The setbacks are nothing but learning points. If you're not learning from it, then you look at it as a setback.
So when you start with the master of something like your 8-inch weedless, how does that start? Is it wood? Is it clay? Like, what's the very first thing?
I've worked with a handful of different mediums. But
and you don't have to say if that's like an
industry.
No, absolutely.
I think the funnest to work with is wood. Because you can, it comes down slowly and you shape it as your mind's working, and you sand and shape, and it's coming to life in a beautiful way.
That's cool. Yep. Obviously, you've done this your whole life. I'm assuming you're to the point where you know how something is going to swim. When it's a stiff piece of wood that you're hitting with a piece of sandpaper, Do you in your mind already know the way that that's going to make the tail kick and the body wiggle and things like that? I mean, can you...
Exactly. I'm envisioning it and working with it and molding it by hand like that, taking pieces down with the sandpaper and working on it slowly, and just it's coming to life in my mind. And best part of it's when I pop one out and make a pour, and it's just like... It's a home run. It's like Babe Ruth hitting a home run.
I dig it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning, talking fishing, talking MC swim baits. This is a good show.
Yeah, indeed. Corey Sandin, our guest and co-host, too. So
having a lot of fun.
Yeah, got combo plate today.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, our good buddy Bob Dawson from Dawson Insurance is on the line. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Corey.
Hi, Bob.
So a lot going on. I know you've been very, very busy with the travel insurance and all the people want to know, you know, am I good for this? Am I good for that? And you have some new news for us.
Yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, I get calls from people that go, look, we want to get that one-year plan for $275 for me and my wife because we can't wait to get away from each other as soon as this lockdown ends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, get us
That's
away. Funny. You know, they said, hey, look, I'm going to take a trip by myself and the guys and maybe go fishing when things get over this lockdown. And my wife wants to get away with her girlfriends and we want to get away from the kids. And we just want to stay married, and we figure if we spend $275 each on an annual travel plan, it's going to be cheaper than getting divorced.
Yeah, that's for sure. No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but we've actually still been keeping very busy on the travel insurance end, as well as on the vessel insurance end, just because of everything that's going on. And I think we're going to get an awful lot of calls once things start to this lockdown goes away. But it's going to have to happen pretty soon, or we're going to start seeing some of the businesses that we love so much not be able to reopen.
No question about it. It's got to happen here within the next couple of weeks.
I just think, you know, anybody that's got plans coming up this future, I mean, it's so inexpensive to do that $275 covers you. It's, you know, it's great coverage. And the uncertainty of some things going forward, you know, I mean, a lot of us have trips in June and July and August and September, you know, the rest of the year that I think all of us are under the assumption are going to go and run and things, but you just never know what associated things might or might not happen. Just to know you're covered for good trip insurance for so little money for the year, that is just such a no-brainer, Bob.
Yeah, and, you know, we recommend that you purchase the insurance when you place a deposit on a trip. In case something comes up, we can get your deposit back. And it insures a year from the start date, once you're 100 miles from home, and it's worldwide coverage. So you can get a $3,000 annual trip cancellation plan with $100,000 in medevac, $25,000 in medical, baggage loss, car rental coverage for $45,000 damage to a rental car with a zero deductible. And there's some other goodies in there, too. So it's really the best deal. And the nice thing about these annual plans is they're not based on your age. Typically, if you do a one-trip plan, you're going to pay between 5 and 12% of that trip cost, depending on your age, whereas you can get an annual plan from either $3,000, $5,000, $7,500, or $10,000. And the most expensive one they have for an annual plan is $785 for $10,000 in trip cancellation. And it includes some extras once you get the $5,000 and up plan, where you get double the medical. Instead of getting $100,000 medevac, you get $250,000 and so on. So they're a great deal, and as far as the companies, you know, we deal with 100 or six companies with 122 different travel plans, but the ones that we use for the annual plans are the best in the business and the highest rated travel insurance carriers as well. So I don't think people can go wrong on that. You know, it's really up to the individual. I talk to people all the time that go, hey, I've been on 25 fishing trips. I've never had to cancel one. And then I talk to other people that go, hey, I had to cancel a trip because unfortunately a family member was in an accident and in the hospital. I couldn't go on the fishing trip. I ended up losing my money because it was so close to the day it was leaving. And I've even had guys cancel trips the day it was leaving. One guy stubbed his toe on a bed frame, staying in the hotel across the street from the landing, and went to the emergency room, and they said, no way you're going on a 16-day fishing trip with two broken toes. I guess he broke his big toe and the one next to it. So things can happen at the last
minute.
And he
was covered.
The peace of mind is, yeah, he's covered.
Wow.
That's huge.
Yeah, so it's, yeah, it's a great deal, and I think something that people should at least consider. Some people say, well, I'll probably never use it. But, man, I'll tell you what, if you're in a foreign country and you need to have travel insurance because the rules are totally different there. I mean, it's just it's going to be a nightmare.
How about just the peace of mind that for $275 if you're down in Mexico somewhere and, you know, God forbid you need to go to the hospital, they'll come and get you. You know, I mean, if you have an emergency and you need to be out of there, you're gone. Like, you're on the plane, you're out of there.
Yeah, and and things are totally different than they are here in the U.S. where we're used to, okay, let's get a life flight because I think my dad had a stroke and, you know, they'll get me right to the hospital instead of having to take a van, you know, from the hotel or something. So I recently had a client that happened to. And in the meantime, while I'm trying to get a helicopter launched, they said, we can't launch it right. It's going to take 3 to 4 hours. And I said, well, they're only 45 minutes from the Cabo hospital. So in the meantime, the son called Los Buriles. They had an ambulance. They talked to a doctor. They had an ambulance. They sent this ambulance that has one headlight working, and the top speed was 15 miles per hour. So it's just not the same when you're in a foreign country as it is here in the U.S. He eventually got to the hospital. Everything worked out. We reimbursed him for the expenses and everything else. But, yeah, just so you know, if you're in a foreign country, it's totally different.
It's a different deal. Yeah, for sure. It's an absolute no-brainer. Bob Dawson, Dawson Insurance Services. If we want to get a policy, talk to you more about it, how do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, probably the easiest way is my direct line phone, which is area code 619-990-3068. Or you can email me at info@drinsure.com. So info@drinsure.com.
All right, very good. Bob Dawson, and of course you have a website too, right?
Yes. Dawson and Associates, just go to, get a hold of me. You can go to drinsurancecenter.com, and that'll bring you into us as well.
But the easiest thing is just to give you a call.
Yeah, that's the best.
All right. Very good.
Thanks,
Bob Dawson, thanks. Doing a great job. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Well, the phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Corey. Let's talk to Doug, calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I got two questions now. What's your best-selling color combination, and then what kind of rod and reel outfit would you expect to use for swim baits?
Yeah, definitely good questions for sure. I think, like Rick and I were talking about, some of the realistic color patterns, like the blue grunion or the green or brown grunion are all of my favorites for sure, you know, the kind of the semi-realistic. And rod and reel combos, I'm a little different than most people, I guess, a little more quirky, I as Rick can attest, you know. I'm just on the weird side of things, right? So I typically use a 6.5 to 7 foot rod, very short, and we're up to 7 foot at the most, 7 feet. And some guys are using 7 to 8 feet. They're it's usually at least a foot longer. And here I am, 6'4". Using a short rod, it's kind of weird.
You guy know? That would be the most comfortable, you would assume, fishing a long rod. I mean, I wouldn't even think that Corey's casting a swim bait on something less than 8 feet. And you like that control, short.
That's exactly
short
what it
rod.
Is. Rick hit it on the head. And so, Doug, you understand, the longer the rod, the less control you have of the fish. And when you're on your own private boat, the longer rod, wherever you are, the longer rod is going to help you with distance. But on your own boat, you don't have to worry about the distance. I want to make it happen as close to the boat as possible. And if I get that 9 or 10 pounder, I want to be able to own that fish. If I catch it within a boat length of the boat, I own them. I'm telling you right now. But if I hook it 4 boat lengths from the boat, the percentages are toward the fish.
That's a good point.
Okay. Maybe a 60% chance I'm not going to get it to the boat. So
that's a great outlook.
They bury it down and get you buried, and they come off. And that's That's the detriment.
Yeah, how do they do that? They're so well hooked, and then all of a sudden they get you buried, and you just have to, your fish of a lifetime just like,
well, I'll tell you in 10 seconds. I'll tell you in 10 seconds how it happens. They get buried in the kelp. They get around the stringers. You're pulling, they're pulling. You pull harder, and you're forcing the kelp into the round of the hook.
Yep.
Oh.
And forcing them and pushing them off the hook.
Right.
So there's a finesse way of doing it, right? If you get them buried and deep in the kelp, you, well, number one, on your own boat, you can bring it right over to the spot.
Right.
He's not going to go anywhere. I mean, he's buried, right?
Yeah.
You just keep a little bit of tension and get on it.
Yeah.
Some of the biggest fish I've had on the boat have eaten it real close to the boat. The one that Luke got, 10 3/4. That's the largest one I've landed on the boat. And it literally, one of the craziest things ever. It's like, oh, bring it in. We're gonna go to another spot. Bring it in. Come on. Hey, let's get in the boat. I put the boat in gear. I literally kicked the boat, put it in gear, and the fish ate right after I put it in gear.
Wow.
And it was right there.
Right at the rod tip.
Oh, my God.
I literally grabbed the net and had it through all the kelp.
1 second.
Like right there. Yes.
Oh, my
wow.
God. Wow. Ten and three quarters.
10 3/4. Local. Weighed. We took it in alive and weighed it on the official scale.
Yeah.
Put a trash bag, kind of just slightly wet it down so the fish wasn't on a dry scale.
Yeah.
And,
sick.
And weighed it legitimately. Put it back in a live well and right out back to where we caught it.
That's so
cool.
Yes. Wow, that's cool.
Pretty good. Analogy you gave me about hook coming out, like Pete was saying, if you've ever like used a bait shaker, like to de-hook a mackerel,
you'll understand.
That's what's happening. Like you're putting the pressure in the bend of the hook, and it's literally just popping the fish. It's like a giant bait shaker just popping the hook right out of that fish.
But 99% of people, if they have a fish pulling that hard on the other end of the line. 99% of people on the other end are going to be pulling as hard
just
or harder,
hard, sure.
Right? So it's just a reactionary deal, and you just, after losing so many big ones and heartbreaks, you eventually learn how to just take a deep breath, take it easy, we're going to get this.
And that's how
that's cool.
That's how that transfer of having fish and then just having kelp, you know, I mean, you think about it, like all that kelp is bunched up around the lure. At one point, yes, you know, your 7-pounder is attached to that lure and kelp, and you've got nothing but kelp. Next thing you know, that fish shakes, you know, the kelp is in the bend of the hook. The hook pops right out, you know, of the fish, but it stays attached to all that kelp. And
yeah.
I still got him, man. He's still there. And, you know, next thing you know, all that feeling of just like, oh, no.
I don't have him.
He's gone, but I'm still in the kelp.
You know? Exactly. That's a fun part of it. You know, it's freshwater fishing, too, is exactly the same. El Salto style is, it's all the same. I love that reactionary bass bite, you know, whether it's a green bass, whether it's calico, spotty.
Bring
ass man.
Green,
bring
brown, or gray. Hey, he'll take a
doesn't matter. Here in Talbert, Rich Talbert talking about Kachuma just got me lit up. What you guys didn't mention is he's won the U.S. Open before.
Yeah. No,
like our local Rusty Brown.
For sure.
He's the man.
He's one of the top guys in Southern California. There's no doubt about it.
And humble as can be.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, the CCA May calendar drawing, the winning number is 1236. Check the back of your CCA calendar, your Bill Varney calendar. 1236 is the winning number, and it's an angled cooler backpack, which is a really cool backpack. Very, very nice. So check it out. Go to the Facebook page for CCA California, or go to ccacalifornia.org and claim your prize. And also want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Of course, now every other week is a printed version, and every other week is a digital version.
Yeah.
And if you're subscribed to Western Outdoor News, you get the digital version. It's just you just log in with your label there on your paper, and you get in there. So check it out. This week's edition of Western Outdoor News, the printed version, is available now at Landings and Tackle Stores, or better yet, subscribe so you can get the digital.
Is that a limit of giant smallies on the cover?
I had to look at that. No, it's like those are smallmouth bass.
That's
wild,
man.
Giant.
When I first looked at it, I thought they were cabrilla. They were so big, and they looked like cabrilla pattern. Then I got a closer look. I'm like, those are smallies, man.
Yeah.
That's a seriously good cover
Colorado
shot.
Colorado Rivers.
I like it.
Right?
That's cool.
Gundy. You might see Gundy out there. Right? All right. Check that out. Western Outdoor News. Great stuff this week, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
Sounds good. Armand in Long Beach is calling up next on Let's Talk Cookup. What's up, Armand? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I have a question about conditions and what conditions you're looking for a calico bass. I know that, you know, current's key, I was curious if you could talk a little bit more about what you're looking for in the current and if there are any other conditions that are conducive to fishing calico bass.
Yeah, Armand, that's a good question for sure. You know, and it's different. You have to keep in mind, it's different every single time you're out in the water. You could have had the most killer bite in clean water and 66 degrees yesterday, and you go out today and you think you're going to hit a home run and find that water and be on it, but all of a sudden today they're in that little bit dirtier water and 65 degrees, you know, a degree cooler and a little bit dirtier water, and it's different every single time. And sometimes they're hiding in that dirtier water because the bait fish is there. You know, the bait fish will hide in that little bit dirtier water, a little bit greener, kind of like sea bass like it too. And you have to remember that calico bass have everything after them, sea lions, black sea bass, white sea bass will eat the calicos. They're trying to make a living and eat bait fish, but they've also got part of the food chain.
Predators.
Part of the food chain's after them, too. So the cleaner the water, it doesn't necessarily mean the better the bite. Sometimes a little bit dirtier water, they're more comfortable and will ambush. And I don't know. That's what I love about it, Armand, is there isn't a perfect answer. And all I can tell you is it's different every single time.
Is there a condition that's more important than anything? Like, is current always the most important? Is bait fish always the most important? Or is it just not that simple?
I would say current is probably the number one, like Armand mentioned. You know, that it's, you know, I know you've mentioned current, but what else is important? And current is the number one. And you can have too much current. Too much current could be a detriment also, and not enough. And there's times where there isn't any current at all, and what helps you is the 10 mile an hour of wind that comes up and actually creates a little bit of surface current.
Okay. So let me ask you, you go out, you take your boat out to Point Loma Kelp. What, and you look in the water and you say, oh, it's on. What's the perfect condition that you're looking for?
It's kelp up on the surface and a little bit of current.
A little bit of current going which way?
Typically down and in. It could be up
down
and in.
Up and in's south, not kinda in.
Well, up and in from the south isn't as good, but it'll still bite. For the sport boat scenario, straight in or down and in is number one.
Okay.
But you have to remember, on your own boat or your own kayak, you can make the scenario happen from the other side of the kelp bed.
Okay.
And it's not a prime scenario for a sport boat to anchor up and chum anchovy and get them going, but in your own boat, you can make it happen. And there's times when they're not as fired up and they're a little more relaxed, they'll go to the center of that kelp bed or sometimes on the back edge, and you can go through and catch 20, 30 fish, but they're not fired up, but you're still getting them to bite.
Yeah.
And drawing that bite and watching them race out and grab it.
Oh, it's so much fun.
That's, I'm telling you, it's to my heart, the best ever. And you don't always have to hook them. It's just drawing that reaction.
And I know it's really fun, too, is you watch one, like several followers following one that's hooked. There's something like
the
that,
best.
Right?
The cloud coming out after it.
I love it, man.
Why do they do that?
It's just they're in a feeding frenzy. That's a level of activity. If you have one hooked and you have two, three, four others following and chasing, that's a sign of great activity, and that's something you'll see at Cedros all the time just because of the sheer volume of fish. And I can't wait to get back down with Jeff down at Cedros.
Cedros kayak fishing, my gosh.
It's on.
It's going off. It's going to happen soon, very, very soon.
Yeah,
I can't
wait.
Word on that, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back in. Talk to John. John's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hey, buddy, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. There was a... a participant asked a little bit ago about the rod and reel. But so I typically fish with a longer rod and reel, and I fish on the commercial boats. I don't own a boat or have any friends that own boats. So in fishing the plastics, I've got the Tranx 400 with a, 7.5-8-foot rod. The presentation, how fast will I wind, and retrieving it?
Yeah, and that, you know, with the reactionary bites, I like to get a little bit of the scenario, put in your mind, how many times have you thrown out a sardine and that thing's racing through the kelp and over the top of the kelp and draws the most explosive, like 4 or 5 pound fish just comes exploding out of the water on it, you know? That happens. And so I like to put it in the mindset
of, imagine a brown bait thrown into the water, and it's going to go from kelp stringer, it's going to hide a little bit, go to the next kelp stringer, kind of hide and race to the next one, and kind of, he's fleeing for his life. If you drop that scenario, you will draw a reactionary bite. And you'll know exactly what I'm talking about a reactionary bite. Because you're drawing a bite that they cannot handle. They, it's like teasing a cat, and the cat will run 10 feet and grab that mouse. And it's the same deal. And you, if you can drop that scenario where the bait's trying to hide and race into the next one, it's almost like it's been flushed by another calico, too. Like it's on the chase and trying to hide. Like a zebra running from the lion. You know, it's... It cannot handle something running from it.
Wow.
But making it accessible at the same time.
Right, sure.
So it's going putting on a little bit of speed. And I have a signature series of Seeker rods. It's the Corey Sand and Inshore Pro. The 708 is my moneymaker. And if you, maybe you don't like Seeker, maybe you like something else, but go into a shop and look at that 708. It's rated 12 to 20 pound, and it is such a lightweight rod that you would be like, really? This is so light. But I'm fishing 65 pound Power Pro to 60 pound fluorocarbon leader.
60 pound leader.
Wow.
And throwing it on that style of a rod.
Wow.
And you'll understand, because that's, they have to be able to grab that bait and turn their head. Too stout of a rod, and you're not gonna, you're gonna miss a tremendous amount of bites.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Real quick, our friend Jack Nielsen from Accurate said, "Great show, Corey. Love hearing you." He wants to know the genesis of MC. Where did that come
from? MC. When I started this, I thought it'd be cool. I put my son's, you know, Michael Christopher on there, and it's been that ever since. And there's, you know, the logo and everything. I had a friend, James, that drew up the logo.
Yeah.
And it's been the same since the inception. And I probably could have thought of 10 other things that would have been better.
No,
a better logo, a better MC, whatever.
Yeah,
but
no way.
It works.
MC.
Right?
Yeah. And then this guy who, like, does the rap, he imitated you.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. I like it.
Hey, when we come back, speaking of MCs, we're going to find out who's got a custom hand-picked assortment of MC swim baits and a $50 gift card to Point Loma Seafoods. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com.
The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Cook up, man. What a great time today. It went by so fast.
Yeah, it did, didn't
big,
it?
Totally did. The big winner of that MC Swim Baits handpicked kit from Corey and the $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafoods. That's going to Jeff and Ramona. Jeff, congratulations. You are going to be so stoked.
Indeed, thanks. And Corey Sandin, of course, we'll see you in here as co-host and a lot more very, very soon. We just need to get back traveling, see?
Yeah, I miss hanging out with Corey. Pete's gone all the time. I don't get to hang out with my buddy anymore.
Yeah. So, but in the meantime, if you want MC Swim Baits, dealers all over the place, right?
Yeah, but between here and L.A., Fresno, I mean, there's, you know, all over the place.
Yeah.
And that's, on Instagram, I'm not a huge social media guy, but you
do have Instagram.
There is, yeah.
Come on, really?
Page,
MC
right.
Swim Baits, exactly,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, the Fred Hall Show is a great place to come see me. So look forward to next year's Fred Hall. And nothing but good times. I love creating. I appreciate you being here and providing a platform of entertainment and informative radio.
Absolutely,
I've gotten caught up on the app.
We have to just keep this rolling, right?
Totally.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Totally.
And thanks to all the people that support us. Many, many great sponsors, Poway Valley Collision and more. Just so many great people that help us do this. The San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet, even through this, still supporting us. And, the long-range boats that support us. I mean, so thankful for them.
No doubt.
Just, those are the guys that when they get going, man.
Coming soon.
It's coming soon, for sure.
I'm ready.
Yeah. And another guy who's ready to rock, indeed, is Captain Taro Takeuchi. He's going to be here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right here in the World Categories of Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be talking Liberty Sport Fishing, which we're going to be hopefully doing very, very, very soon. But anyway, Corey, again, thank you very much. Thanks to Dave in our 97.3 The Fan studios, and, of course, Adam that does all the app and...